Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Arrow FM 92.7, your favourite in the whole wide world, community-based access station. Hey, it's What's Going On with Camille. Hey, what is going on? Do you know what? So much has been going on. There's been a hell of a lot going on over the holidays. And look, we know the weather has not helped much at all. It really has not helped much at all. But there has still been a lot of activities going on, and it's been fantastic seeing people still embrace the activities regardless of the rain and the weather. Look, I hope that you guys have had an amazing holiday. I've had a fantastic time off. I have been doing river adventures, and we went to the beach and cooked a bacon sarnie for breakfast. We've been taking the dogs on lots of little walks. I hope they're not watching, because they'll hear that word and start going crazy if they hear my voice. Walks. No, we won't do that. And there's just been so much going on, and we've had some lovely downtime at home as well. We went and brought ourselves a pool. It is the size of a paddling pool, but it is for adults, and it has these seats in it that you can sit in it. And we set that up, and we have not been able to use it because of the weather. So let's just hope, fingers and big toe with the little toe all together, cross them, that the weather will get better and that pool will heat up for me and Scott. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate you joining in with that. Hey, so I'm here to tell you what is going on. The first show for the year 2025. 25. That's amazing. We're just going through the centuries like nothing. Hey, these time travellers are loving it when we catch up. So what is going on? Look, I know that we've had a lot of places have been shut over the holidays, but they are starting up all over again. And I have had some amazing people reach out to me and ask me if I can read out their emails. And it's like, hey, Camille, it would be much appreciated if you could spread the word about our awesome market. Oh, come on, Camille. With 30 stalls at the Wairarapa Farmers Market this Saturday, you will have plenty of choice. Don will have beautifully crafted wooden blocks. Clareville Bakery are back with their full range of baked goods. Yum, yum. We'll have fresh veg, including a good supply of beef steak tomatoes from Gladstone Gardens. Oh, yeah. Fresh flowers to brighten your home from Lavender Magic. Honey, coffee, Middle Eastern street food from Wawin's Kitchen. Jewellery, handcrafts, art crafts, seaweed and horse manure for the gardeners. Damn good for those weeds. Anyway, and much more, all in the beautiful setting of the Solway Showgrounds, open from 9 till 12 every Saturday morning, entrance from Judd's Roads. Cheers from Helen. Helen, we love the market, don't we? I used to have a stall there. Let's go on about that a bit, eh? No, we won't. They cover so many things, and it's just such a really cool setup, and there's seats for people to sit on. There is live music. They put out homemade toys for the kids to play with, and it's just such a great atmosphere. So get on down there and get your fresh veg and your coffee and your beefsteak tomatoes, because gosh, they are delicious, aren't they? So that is the Wairarapa Farmers Market. Ooh, summer hummer 2025 is coming to Queen Elizabeth Park, Masterton, Wairarapa, on Saturday the 22nd of February. That will be from 1:30 till 7:30 a.m. Now, it's a $2 donation to get in. You can get you can book a ticket for $2 on 0800 by Tix is the ticket outlet for that. It's all ages. And what's going to be happening? This show, What's Going On, is brought to you by Trust House Wairarapa. And if that isn't enough, they are also bringing you Summer Hummer 2025. Brought to you by Trust House and the Elevate Community Wairarapa Community Trust. Entry is a $2 donation. Pre-reserve your entry today to ensure you get in quickly on the day and to avoid disappointment. Bring the family to Queen Elizabeth Park for miniature train rides, pedal boat rides, fun on brand new skate park and much more. Mate, their skate park rules. Then catch live music at the Summer Hummer. Food trucks will be on site, or bring your own picnic. Due to the huge numbers numbers expected at this event, we recommend reserving your spot at this year's event with a gold coin donation online. Once we reach the limit on the day, no further entry will be permitted. We recommend reserving your entry so that you can ensure. Look, they're not telling me who's singing though. I want more information, please. So it says featuring Cassie Henderson. Look, I apologise. I've not heard of Cassie Henderson. How about we go to the Summer Hummer? Oh, they won't let me do that. Let's go to Wairarapa, New Zealand. It's not going to let me do that either. I will find out some more information. So while I'm doing that, I was lying in bed this morning and I was flicking through reels as I do from about 4 o'clock onwards in the morning until someone makes noise and I go, hi, I'm awake. And I started listening to some of the songs from The Greatest Showman. Look, there's nothing to do with what's going on wherever. It was what's going on in my bedroom this morning. And I discovered the song This Is Me on The Greatest Showman. And I was like, that's kind of cool, kind of catchy. I've heard that before. Then I listened to the words and I was like, yeah, this is cool. I'm playing this. I'm playing it. And I don't care. So here we go. This Is Me, Greatest Showman.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, because we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
This is me.
think I might be a bit of a show tune girl. I really like them. I really enjoy that. You know, I love that. Oh, getting together and singing like that. I think that's actually really cool. That was This Is Me from the show The Greatest Showman, which is a fantastic, fantastic movie for you and the family. Hey, I found out a little bit more information about this woman who is, do you know what? And then I lost it again, didn't I? Oh, my goodness. Oh, Camille. So I found out some more information about the young girl who is going to be coming on to Summer Hammer. Here we go. Summer Hammer 2025. The date is locked and loaded. See you on the 22nd. They have got this amazing young woman called Cassie Henderson who... Cassie actually was an X Factor. She's only 14. I think she might be a little bit older than that. I'm not too sure. That was last year, so she could be 15 by now. But she is a finalist in X Factor. I guess that's Australia because I did not see that one in New Zealand at all. Not that I'm a follower, but I would have. So that's going to be exciting. And I know award-winning band, the Dead Zephyrs, who we've had Jordan from the Dead Zephyrs in here. They are playing. And I have a sneaky feeling that there may be someone else, but I'm not going to say until I know, because I don't know if they've actually released the whole lineup yet. So I will find out more, but I will have more for you next week. Because we've got plenty of time. It's on the 22nd of December. No, it's not, Camille. It's on the 22nd of February. So there we go. You know what? There's... I wish I did have a bit more information for you guys. It's just a bit like that at the moment. But what I can tell you from the, you've got till the 12th of, you've got till this Sunday to get to the Mount Holdsworth Lavender and Flower Farm. Oh, we love that. Mount Holdsworth Lavender and, Flower Farm. Lavender Magic is a unique working lavender farm specialised in English lavender. I think these are the people that are also at the farmers market selling their amazing, amazing stuff. So they have, there are rows of lavender and plots of cut flowers. Oh! I want to go nestled in a country garden with magnificent views situated in the foothills of the Tararua Ranges, which create a stunning backdrop to this magical, relaxing location. Oh, how cool. Our English lavender is in full bloom up until the end of December as the French lavender continues to mature. Come, inhale the aroma. Lavender magic is unique. A lavender farm and a cut flower farm. It is wired up as largest and longest running commercial lavender farm. And is different to other lavender farms. Lavender Magic specializes in English lavender, has about 5,000 lavender plants and grows a range of cut flowers. In season, you will find pockets of roses, lilies, sunflowers, zinnias, and dahlias. You can pick your own lavender and cut flowers. I did not know this. I am terribly excited about this now. I love supporting flower growers. I really do. People that grow flowers and sell them on the market commercially, whatever it is, whatever words I'm going to be using that I'm not using. I fully support them. I know there's people that go, I don't like to cut my flowers. I like to look at them in the garden. Good for you. You do you. I love buying flowers from people who have a passion to grow them and having them in vases around my house because I absolutely love that. Anyway, off topic, Camille, where were we? And so, yes, so since 2007, Lavender Magic has won many awards for the quality of their lavender oil, which can be purchased on-site along with other favourite balms, creams, soaps and sprays, usually sold at the Wairarapa Performance Farmers Market. Now, we know lavender oil and all the lavenderiest goodness has so many good properties for us, especially sleep, I think. Plan your visit. Lavender Magic is a great place to take time out, relax and unwind. Wear good footwear to explore the lavender field and surrounding gardens. I won't be wearing my platforms that day, especially not my stripper ones. I have to put them away at some point. The season's over. Sunglasses and slip, slop, slap. On a sunny day as you get full sun, bring a coffee or a treat or a picnic or a bee wine, food and drink is allowed. Bring a rug if you want to sit in the lavender, but not on the ground. Some seating may be available on quiet days. So you can like lie in the lavender and take really cool Instagram photos. I want to make TikToks. I want to run through the lavender. I can't run though, which isn't because I'm like lazy or anything. It's because I've got a bad knee, all right? I can't even vacuum. You can bring a journal and a magazine, so you can just take time out and relax. A friend or a family, a team of friends, a pack of cards, games, just hang out, poker at the lavender. Your pet, if you're a responsible owner and promise you will pick up its mess and not let it all annoy others, that's so cool. And a camera. There is a toilet on site. Oh, thank goodness for that. So there we go. That just sounds amazing. Look, I'm not going to say, you know, cut flowers are available Friday nights and can be ordered. There's so, and oh my goodness, look at this. If you want something a little bit more private, we do hire out our property for photography and special events. Call Pauline. Look, just get hold of them. Oh my goodness, you could do, you can make a movie, like some lavender horror. Oh, it's a lavender man coming for me. So adult general admission is $7.50. General admission from 10 to 15 year olds is $5. From 0 to 9 is $0. Adult admission and lavender picking is $16.20. Adult admission and flower picking is $28.30. Joe, that's cheap as, Scott. Did you hear that, Scott? Scott, I hope you're listening. That's where you're taking me at some point. That sounds amazing. I could take myself, but it's nice to take your partner with you, isn't it? Isn't it, everybody? So that's really amazing. I'm quite rapt about that. I love things like that in our area. You're in my area. Hey, yeehaw, guess what is happening here in the Wairarapa? Hey, you're listening to Camille on What's Going On, 92.7 RFM, your favourite community access station, brought to you by Tross Hills. Wairarapa, we love these guys. Wairarapa, music in the country. We've been waiting for this, waiting. All you country music fans, it is happening from today till Sunday. Wairarapa music in the country 2025, celebrating 10 years running. That's really cool. Here we go. Where'd it go? Celebrating 10 years running. There's a fantastic lineup coming to you for the 2025 Wairarapa Music in the Country Festival at the Tauheranikau Racing and Event Centre. We love that. Beautiful setting. From Friday the 10th right through until Sunday the 12th, you'll be blown away by the amazing calibre of some of New Zealand's finest multi-award-winning musicians with distinguished careers both nationally and internationally. They'll be taking the big stage in front of our main grandstand, so make sure you book a seat. Your 2025 artist lineup features The Waratahs, awesome, Dolly Parton Experience, Sisters in Country, Shenanigans, Melissa Partridge, Cooper's Run, Jackie Bristow, Ainsley Allen, Matt Joe Gal, Saddle Up Sisters, Katie Thompson, Kayla Mahan, Renee Therese, Roger Tibbs, The Yodeling Man. Oh, okay. Do I? Do you want me to try having a yodel? Nah. Maddie Bean, James Ray, and Wayne Heath. As always, we have our great value motorhome and caravan packages available alongside full festival and day passes. They are on sale now. That actually sounds really, really cool. So from Friday today, from 9 a.m. till 8:30. That's if you've got the free day pass. But if you don't, it starts at 11:30 today till 10 p.m., 10 a.m. Saturday till 10 p.m., 10 a.m. Sunday till 2:30 p.m. Look, there is a hell of a lot of information on Event Finder, and get in now. Get in, buy those tickets, because you also, I'm buying a ticket just for this, just so I can learn how to line dance. No, I'm not. Anyway, walk-ups are open to everyone. Great value. Motorhome and caravan packages available alongside full festival and day passes. Celebrating 10 years. Look, I don't have a problem with country music at all. I just have a problem with Beyonce thinking she's a country music singer. Oh, we shouldn't say things like that, but I just did. You are listening to Camille on What's Going On. What's Going On? And it is brought to you by Trust House Wairarapa, because I love Trust House Wairarapa. And you are on Arrow FM 92.7. Let's play a little ditty. This is a little ditty from LMNOP called 1157. It's one of my favourites. It's a Kiwi band. We support local all the way. 92.7 Arrow FM.
Seems so paint by numbers, ay, 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 ay. number, given what I got.
Element of B with 1157. I love that song. It's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. You are tuned into What's Going On with Camille on RFM 92.7, your most favourite in the whole wide world and universe. Community access station brought to you by Trust House Wairarapa. I love Trust House Wairarapa. Thank you so much. So, so much. So what else have we got going on? I actually just had it a second ago. Oh, my goodness. It's not a good day for Camille. There is lots going on, especially tonight. Join us on the second Friday of every month for the One New Zealand Summer Series. Catch live music from local bands and DJs. Enjoy a classic sausage sizzle and bring your friends for a chance to win epic prizes from One New Zealand, formerly Vodafone, from 5 till 7 at the Masterton Skate Park. Don't miss out on the good vibes. You cannot. There are so many cool things going on down there because of the new skate park and the youth hub and the rad pad with Jaysar working in it there. We love Jaysar. So, yeah, that is really, really cool. Also, they're coming up on the 4th of February. And that's not that far away, guys, really. And it doesn't cost anything to get in. We are going to the On the Couch Reflections on Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Come join us at Aratoi. Gosh, we love Aratoi. Wairarapa Museum of Art and History to meet and listen to Tangata Tiriti Treaty people as they share their personal stories of finding home here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and learn about their love, passion, and dedication to honouring Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Excuse me if I did not pronounce that right. But this sounds good. Our expert panelists offer experiences, insightful knowledge, and unique perspectives on the significance of the Tiriti o Waitangi to them, their families and communities, and to their sense of belonging to these lands where they are raising young people, working and contributing to society in meaningful ways. Don't miss this opportunity to deepen your understanding and engage in meaningful discussions. There are 70 free tickets available. Register on Eventbrite, and please let us know if you don't intend to use those tickets you have registered for. So this is happening on the 4th of February from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Aratoi. I just think that's absolutely amazing. I think that's a really good thing to get behind. There's some really cool things going on at the Masterton Library, and I am a frequent flyer there, and I enjoy going to the library, and they have got this thing happening next week, which actually sounds really, really cool. It actually does sound cool. Ultra Wild Future City Cardboard Modelling at the library on Tuesday from 2 to 4. It's It's 2100 Aotearoa's covered with towering forests filled with birds. Masterton is a high-tech jungle city with native animals rule the ground, protected by robot bird security guards with lasers, and people live in 3D printed tree houses with compost cannon toilets. And ride flying bikes to work and school. Inventor Steve Mission is working to bring his story to life. Jeez, this guy's cool. He illustrated a book of 100 plus inventions to transform cities into jungles. It's called Ultra Wild. And you are invited to join the design team. Come and work with Steve on his inventions. Come and develop your own ultra wilded buildings. Come join us for an extreme future city cardboard model making workshop. You'll learn extreme design and modeling skills. Reserve your spot today. I'm excited for anyone that goes to that. You are going to have the best time. And imagine what skills, mad skills, you can learn from this guy that's like really, really done it. Fun. I reckon that's so much fun. And that is happening on the 14th of January. That's next Tuesday. So, look, there's so much fun things that happen at the library. And I think that we are really, really, really lucky to be part of stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I was just looking through for some other things. I just couldn't really see anything at the moment. Guess what? My midweek wasn't delivered. And I really rely on that midweek to get a lot of information out of. And that's why I put that post up on Facebook to see if somebody could help. But, oh, well, nobody did. But that's okay. You know, that is okay. Because this is a me problem, not a you problem. So let's get back to... Yeah, let's have another look at that. And that's not happening for me either, is it? Yes, you are tuned to 92.7 Arrow FM with Camille. Brought to you by Trust House. Look, I found another one. Yeah, pick your own flowers. But they're not just any flower, they are sunflowers. Here comes the sun. I don't even know how to pronounce that word. Stolt Ag Dairy Farm Carterton. Camille. Hey, it's Friday, everybody. Give me a break. So from Friday the 10th of January, which is today, till Saturday to the 11th, which is tomorrow, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and on Saturday 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. come and enjoy the beauty of sunflowers thanks to Stolt Ag Limited. Join us in late December and early January for a sunflower picking experience on a working dairy farm with the Tararua Ranges as a picturesque backdrop. All proceeds will be donated to Hawkeye Tahi, a not-for-profit service which provides pregnancy and baby loss support within the Wairarapa. Free entry, sunflowers are $2 per stem. Gate entry just past 153 Wilton's Road on the left-hand side. Look for the flag when we are open. Bring your own secateurs or scissors, sun hat, water bottle and sunscreen. Payment options, cash, bank transfer or online via debit card. The sunflower includes a few florist grade plants, with the majority being the standard yellow variety. Whether you come during the sun or at sunset, it's a great way to support a local charity and take home fresh flowers. Please note, opening days and times may change due to weather or bloom availability. Updates will be posted on our Facebook event. We look forward to seeing you at the farm. Do you know, I love that. Don't you love that? I do love that. So picking sunflowers, that is definitely something you can do. I just found this other event, and I'm not too sure. Okay. I do wonder where that is. Ranui Essentials in Martinborough is having a private stargazing lavender nights. Oosh, you guys are cool. So they are $54.55 for a ticket for a private session, and it goes from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's all ages, and you can get the tickets from 0800 by Tix. So let me tell you a little bit about it. Private stargazing evenings. Picking lavender and stargaze with under the stars. Come along, bring a torch, blankets, evening picnic, and enjoy the view. Under the stars, our astronomy guide will help you navigate the Martinborough night sky. Watch the sunset and pick some lavender. Browse in the lavender shop on site. Limited tickets per night is $30. $50 per adult. Oh, I gave you the wrong thing. Include stargazing and a bunch of lavender. Kids free up to 17 years, no pets, no smoking. Note the 10th of November will be a little lighter due to the almost full moon, so not as dark, but you will get an experience. Oh, that sounds so good. I really do like that. So that would be a very fun thing to do. So, well, I look for another song to play. No, well, I look for some more information for you. Hopefully someone's messaged through some things. No. Let's listen to another fantastic Kiwi legend, Lord, while she sings her song, Team.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, 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 send the call out. Dance and tell. We live in cities you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of a palace within my dreams. And you know we're on each other's team. I'm kinda over getting told to throw my hands up in the air. So there.
That was Team with Lord. We love Lord and her music. She's done so fantastically, making this little old country of New Zealand very, very proud. This is what's going on at Arrow FM 92.7, your community access station, brought to you by Trust House. Look, I'm going to end the show now. Let's be better organised next week. Let's do our research, people. Let's not let ourselves down like that again. No, look, I actually found heaps of stuff. Mr. Wilson gave me a beautiful homegrown cucumber, which I absolutely love eating, so I'm very, very happy about that. Today is beautiful outside. I can tell you that Fernando is out 1029 Norfolk Road this morning with his beautiful Argentinian food that he is making for everyone, his chorizo sandwiches. Everything's made from scratch by him. The sauces are amazing. I honestly recommend heading out there and seeing him, and then go out to Holsworth and have a little bit of a walk around. Yeah, just don't get lost. So that is my show for the first show in January for 2025. Thank you for joining me on What's Going On, and let's catch up soon. Bye.